Everyone ready?
Evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order of October 7th, 2024. You'd all please rise for a short private invocation, asking for God's blessing on this city and wisdom as our city council makes its decisions tonight. Now, if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 1D is our next item on the agenda tonight. And this is a segment, citizen input. This is a segment where citizens have the opportunity to address the city council. You have up to 5 minutes. Is there anyone present?
Yes.
Okay, Steve.
Steve Sockman, I'm a local attorney. Last week, I attended a meeting of the property owners adjacent to or involved in the Scone and Connors annexation. Some of them were still trying to figure out whether they want to be annexed with their properties. Some of the people that were at the meeting, there was 20 plus, maybe 25 people at the meeting. I've been retained by some of them to help them put forth their objections to the outward in or the out in annexation. So I understand we're not going to be talking about that today. My understanding of what has to happen is they have to get 60%. By my calculation, I did and presented a spreadsheet. I don't believe they have 60% at this time. They have the potential to get to 60%, depending on what some of those property owners in the annexed area, which way they decide to go. Assuming they get 60%, then it's my understanding, then it comes to the council to make a decision. And that's where the discussion will take place. For the people that I represent, which is some of them, not all of them, what I intend to do, I want to talk to the city. I want to talk to the mayor. I want to talk to Scone and Connors. I want to get why people are in favor of this. I heard a lot last week at the meeting of why people are opposed to it out of the get-go. They already know they're not going to go for it. So today, some of these people, I've told them they don't have to say anything here today, except maybe indicate that they are opposed, if they are, because this isn't the time or the place. But next week, we might have part of it at issue. I see the council is considering changing the non-conforming statute. I looked at that a little bit. I see some good things in the proposed changes, but I haven't gone through it really carefully enough to give my clients an opinion. I think some of that is in anticipation of the annexation. It appears to me you're getting rid of some things that you know would be a problem to non-conforming uses. My understanding of the non-conforming uses, this comes from Ms. Henning, when, if the annexation goes forward, then all of the property goes residential because that's where the county plan has it. There would be no provision out there for commercial or even ag, everything that's out there basically, except what's already residential, is going to be residential. And so that would, if somebody, two things that the what I see coming up for next week, one, it gets rid of the 20-year deadline on non-conforming uses. And the other thing is that proposed statute gets rid of, if you sell your property, then you're no longer a non-conforming use. You have to conform. Those two things are eliminated in the new proposed statute. So I'm just letting the council know I'm going to be talking to people. I'm going to be advising my clients, some of whom have not yet decided. I represent some clients that I think that if they don't go, Scone and Connors cannot get to 60% on this proposal. So I just want to let you know and look forward to working with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Here tonight, I'd like to address the city council. Okay.
Hi, good evening. My name is Alma Acevedo. I am currently dwelling at 2048 West Bench Road. This annexation would greatly impact my living area as the surrounding areas, as well as for my father who has his business there. Bench Road, Reynolds Road, is known for being very heavily congested for business, connecting business, including that of, semi-drivers, ride trailers are constantly driving through there. So it's my understanding that Scones and Connors wants to bring in housing and not any kind of typical housing that would help grow the current market for housing out there or land subdivision. It's house H2 housing. It's affordable housing, high congested housing. And to me, I feel that it's going to be it's going to greatly impact us in a negative way. Like I said, it's already heavily congested. And if you bring in housing like that, it's also going to heavily congest Reynolds over 26. We know that yearly there's always an accident there. On top of that, my understanding is this is going to happen through grant funding. And many times when grants go through, the people that end up paying those grants in the long run are the taxpayers. That would include us after the annexation. From the moment the annexation goes through, we would be paying taxes to the city. In doing so, I know that this plan is around 10 years out, 10 to 15 years out for this growth, which I think growth is great. I'm not against growth. I think it needs to be in a way that rather than overly congest and overly overwhelm our current OPD and our fire department. I think those areas need to grow better now, because I know for a fact that they're spread thin with the current population in Othello. So I think that should be taken into account before it's accepted to start bringing in housing that's gonna bring in seasonal workers, people of low income. The other point that I would like to make is with an increased population, you have an increase of crime. Othello is known to be a very good central location for drugs and sex trafficking. I hear it on the news all the time that someone within the area, actually, I think it was one of ours here, a hotel was being used for that. Luckily, it was an op, but in some cases, it's not an op. Same thing with drug use. We know that drugs have been coming in and out and through Othello and a funnel. So I feel like that type of housing would motivate that kind of growth, rather than the type of subdivision that would be half acre lots to a quarter of acre, I mean, sorry, half acre lots to full acre, my goodness, sorry. Yeah, full acre lots versus a quarter of an acre lot. My other point is that the way that this project is going about, many are unaware. We were just notified very recently, and I feel like if it was more aware to the people, there would be more voices to speak up against it. And another thing that I know, as I also own property in Pasco, and we became part of the annexation for the city of Pasco from county to city, one of the many regulations end up changing, and that includes well and septic. There's a line of septic and water. You're required to connect at your own cost and sometimes retroactively pay for those utilities. I'm not sure about water rights, but I'm under the understanding that if for some reason city punctures a well or city finds it becomes their water right, and whoever loses their water right has to pay the city for their on and their forth. So I feel like there's a lot of risks for those that are currently in that area. We love living in the countryside. The whole point was seclusion and privacy. And I think with this annexation, it's going to allow growth, which is great. But I think it should be within the city's interest as well to grow gradually and in a way that will benefit a lot of our community, especially our farmers. Othello is known greatly for being an agricultural place, and a lot of the land that's in the annex will be farmland. So unlike Steve had mentioned, one of those things that would happen is if a farmer decided to sell to another farmer, they would no longer be able to farm those farmlands once that gets annexation because of the change. To me, I feel like there's a lot to be considered from the council if it is that it does go through and be passed. I feel like people should be notified. I think the city should notify the county, people in the county. I don't know if that's something that's only left up to the development, but I would greatly appreciate it if there was more time for this. Thank you for your time.
Is there anyone else who's would like to address the city council tonight? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move to item 1E, which is roll call. And I'll mention for the record that all council members are present. And I'd like to move to item 2, which is approval of tonight's agenda.
I make a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
Second that.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. I will say to the audience and members of this group that are opposing the annexation that the non-conforming use is going to be, that ordinance change is going to be discussed next Monday night. So that'll be Monday night, the 14th, Columbus Day. Just wanted to make sure that you guys knew when the date and the time is at 6 is when we start our meetings. Let's move to item 3, which is consent agenda.
Agenda.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Let's move now to our current business. Item 4A is a public hearing on revenue sources for the 2025 city budget. I'd like to open that public hearing at 6:14 p.m. And tonight we have with us the city's finance officer, Spencer Williams. Spencer, do you want to give a staff report to the city council?
Yes, thank you very much. Tonight's presentation is just an informational one from my side. And at this point, we're well into building our budget for next year. And tonight I want to briefly hit the approach that we use when we're developing the revenues for that budget. Looking at revenues is an incredibly important part of building a budget. There are two parts. We're looking at the revenues that we budgeted that we'd receive this year compared to we're getting most of the way through this year. So we're getting a lot closer to actuals. And then we also want to use that information to build our projections for next year. When I'm building those projections, there are a lot of different sources that I go to. There's the municipal MRSC, Municipal Research and Services Center. We do a lot of trending and forecasting. There are a lot of different places we go to develop these revenue, the estimates to end this year and then to help us develop next year's budget. Overall, the approach that we take in the city is a conservative approach to building those estimates. There's kind of a funny balance that I try to strike when the mayor and I are going through these. You don't want to estimate too high or too low. If you overestimate and actuals come in way lower, then we've got to cut some expenses. If we underproject, then that's good. Partly, we have a little more money than we thought we would, but that means that maybe there was a project that we could have done that was taken off the table before you could, as a council, even consider it. So I don't want to underproject too much either. So there's kind of this balance in there. Historically, we've taken a conservative approach to this process, and it's worked out quite well for us, and I plan to move into the future using that same process. I have some estimates up here that you can look through. And the funds that are up here are, there's three types of funds that are up here. The general and the street funds are the governmental funds. And then we have the business or enterprise type funds. That's water, sewer, solid waste, those functions that operate like a business. And then we have some special revenue funds. That's the public safety tax, the TBD tax specifically for the streets. And then the last two, if I scooch over here just a skosh, tourism and real estate tax funds. So these are called restricted revenues or special revenue funds, meaning this tax is passed, but the revenue derived from that tax is limited to a specific purpose per state law, RCW. So as we're going through, we're developing these estimates. I was just going to mention one up here, and then if you have any questions, or I'll turn the time back over to the mayor. In the general fund with the taxes, the $6.5 million here, this is largely two parts. There's the property tax revenues and then the sales tax revenues within the city. That's about half of this revenue estimate here. With the property tax revenue, this is the item that is based on our assessed valuations here in the city. When, and as you know, from last year to this year, those valuations went up, they didn't double, but pretty close, they went up quite a bit. And I had originally estimated $2.1 million in revenues from property taxes. From the county, the number that I was given was about 3.8, and that's the number that our fire contract is based on, that 3.8. We're most of the way through the year. At the time, I was kind of skeptical of that revenue. Are we really going to go from $2.1 to $3.8 million revenue in just one year to the next? So I was comfortable moving our revenue estimate from 2.1 to 2.5 million, and it looks like our actual will be maybe about 2.6. So it's a little bit more, which is great. Money that wasn't budgeted just stays in that fund, and so it's still can be accessed and used by you as the council. With that, if you have any other questions, I can field those, or I'll just turn the time back over to the mayor.
Council. Great. Mm-hmm. I'd like to open now to public testimony. Is there anyone here tonight who would like to testify about the 2025 revenue sources for the city of Othello? Okay, hearing none, I'll close the public testimony. And this is an informational public hearing only, so I'm going to close the public hearing at 6:20 PM. And we'll move on in our agenda to item 4B, which is an approval for funds to finish engineering department at Public Works Building. And with us tonight, we have our city engineer, and interim public works director, Robin Adelson. Robin?
So that we're in the process of having Public Works remodeled to move the engineering department down to Public Works. And as I have been spending more time down there, it came to my attention that there was no HVAC system that was part of that remodel. The old gas furnace heater was left in the corner, but there's no way for that heat to get to any of the offices. So we went out to quote for a new HVAC system for that side of the building. And it came in at $24,000. And while we were at that point, we went out and got quotes for someone to just come in and finish it so that we can just be in the offices. So we're not trying to use public works guys who are busy trying to accomplish all the other maintenance items for the city, spending their time doing that. And that was $36,000. So to complete everything and have it done, ready for the engineers to be in there, the whole project would be $50,000. So we're asking, those funds would come from sewer, water, and the street funds. And there's available funds to draw from there. So the staff recommends the city council approve the $50,000 to complete the engineering offices.
Question, city council?
The $75,000 that we budgeted for that last year, is that money all gone?
I could go through and find out for you, but I know it's less than $10,000 that I have left.
Question. So once the HVAC system is upgraded and finished work for drywall and whatnot, are there any furnishings, other equipment that needs to be procured as well?
So there's a different line item in the engineering section of our budget that accounts for that. And so we have enough in there to get furnishings for the three desks, and our computers will move with us. So we just have to have one more setup, and we do have enough funds to cover all of that. So this $50,000 would cover everything we need, and we would be supplied and ready to go.
Okay. Anyone else?
Well, I'm just interested in knowing where it's all going. What the layout of the public works building is going to look like now. We had the meeting room. And then we had the office area that was remodeled the year before. Where are we putting all of the...
So where the water room was?
Yeah.
Where that conference is? We're putting in three offices and a smaller conference area. And there was an additional fire vault that was already installed there. So it's all going on that side of the building.
It's all in there?
Yep.
Okay.
Upstairs.
There's an upstairs storage area that we'll maintain. So we have a bunch of sign storage and Christmas storage up there as well.
I'll make a motion to approve the $50,000 to complete the engineering offices.
Second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. This is an executive session. City Council will now adjourn at 6:24 p.m. to go into an executive session pursuant to RCW 42.30.110G to review the performance of a public employee. The executive session is expected to last until 6:40, and no action will be taken during the executive session, but action is expected after the executive session. So at this time, I'd ask staff to prepare city council chambers. So we will be back at 6:40 p.m.